Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Eli Ward. I'm a second-year PhD student studying plant ecology at the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies, and the herb I'm going to talk about is wood sorrel, or oxalis. It looks a lot like clover. It has those three leaves. Each of the little leaflets is heart-shaped, and it has a little yellow flower. Oxalis actually means acid, and so that Latin name is given that name because it has a lemony flavor, so it tastes really acidic. And so people use it a lot in small amounts. They add it to salads to give like a nice acidic note to their salads. It's also commonly used to make sauces, like buttery sauces for seafood. Like basically anything that would taste good with lemon on it would taste good with a little bit of wood sorrel or oxalis. I've always known wood sorrel as a culinary herb, but actually if you eat too much of it, oxalic acid can be really toxic. Apparently it binds with calcium in your body. There are very few reported cases of this, but apparently one man ate too much wood sorrel soup and then became calcium limited because it basically bound up with all the calcium in his body. The reason that I chose it is just because I think it's really cool. Like, wood sorrel is a common culinary plant that people hear about, but most people don't know that wood sorrel is actually a bunch of different species of sorrel. Some of them are native and some of them are non-native.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.